This is Dan here with Ozark Radio News. I've got Mike Topliff in the studio talking with me right now. Mike, it is spring of 2023. A lot of different stuff going on in West Plains, just in general as well. Kind of wanted to take some time to talk to you about kind of how you expect things to go within the next 10 years for West Plains. What are you expecting out of the city? Where do you want to see it develop?
You know, right now, the city, we're putting together that comprehensive plan, which, we have a virtual open house going where some of the output that we've had, we've been meeting with shareholders throughout the city, you know, in groups, and trying to get a vision of where everybody wants us to go. And they've got some concept drawings out there on the city that are just kind of amazing. And it's like, ooh, that would be kind of nice. A big sports complex was a concept that came out. And so getting the people's input and trying to move forward, that's kind of the way we need to go. It's not, you know, what my vision is. It's what we all want to have and where we want, you know, want to be in 10 years. So that's continuing. We should be getting finalization on some of the plans and laying out the roadmap of how to go and get to where we want to be. You know, there's some challenges coming up in the city. We have some aging infrastructure that we're going to have to work on. I mean, specifically the water treatment and the wastewater.
For sure.
Facility. And, you know, we're trying to work with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources because we've had some, when it rains, we're getting infiltration into the sewers from the rain and stuff. So that's why you're around town, you're seeing the smoke tests and stuff, trying to find the leaks so that the rainwater doesn't overflow the wastewater treatment, which has caused a few violations. And so we're working, trying to get that IMP, our integrated management plan, where it lays out what improvements we are going to do, how we're going to do it, and working with Department of Natural Resources, if they buy off on it, they kind of will take the pressure off as far as they could come in and mandate what we're going to do and make us force us to use what money we have to do those mandates. So by getting that plan, that'll be kind of let them know where we're headed and get them on board. So that's why, you know, we've had to do some increases and trying to get the funding together for that. So that's going to be a big issue over the next few years. I know it's going to be up on us to, you know, get the grants, find out what grants we can get to help with that, use what capital improvement funds we have available. And at some point, we may even have to put a bond issue out for a vote, you know, to pay for this. I mean, we can't pay for it all through our electric and utility bills. So, and, you know, also recently, we changed the billing system, make it more automated.
Mm-hmm. And I know some people have been talking about that.
Oh, my gosh. Even myself, I've had to call them a few times and working the bugs out on that.
Yeah.
So I know it doesn't help, but it's we're working through it and
step at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of curious, talking about the water treatment repairs and replacements, is any of this due to damage that might have occurred during recent years, flooding or anything of that nature?
You know, yeah, the flooding had some impact. I mean, but I'm not really sure. You know, when I first took office, cities, it wasn't just us, but there was a stormwater fee that was on the utility bills, and that was used for, well, your stormwater runoff, you know, like keeping the creeks open and making the repairs as needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was overturned. Missouri Supreme Court called it a tax, and all the cities had to quit collecting it. So there was probably some gaps in money that, you know, disappeared that we couldn't use anymore. And
when did that happen?
I want to say when I first went into office, like 2013. It's been a long time, hasn't it? It's amazing how it's flown through here.
You feel like it's been a well-used decade?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. The city has made some improvements. You know, like right now, I in my position, a lot of it, you know, the day-to-day stuff, that's what the city administrator takes care of.
Yeah.
So as the mayor, I'm more or less the face of the city. So that's why I try to be so up about things. You know what I mean? I want to spread the goodwill. You know, coming up after Memorial Day, you know, we'll be doing Aloha Fridays and stuff. And it's just a...
Marty, a step ahead of you there.
I see you got that beautiful shirt on. Have you been shopping for some other ones?
Not recently, although I did spend a little bit of time in winter looking, and I think I've got some good ideas.
I just got a catalog in of shirts, and I'm like, oh, that one's kind of nice. But it's, you know, it's just goodwill. It's you know.
Putting your best foot forward.
Yeah, yeah. Making West Plains the best place we can make it.
Well, what do you think are some of the biggest and best changes do you think that West Plains has had in the past 10 years?
You know, just on a positive note, you know, with that hotel motel tax that was passed, through that we have been able to, you know, do some grants, and really it's starting to pay off. You're starting to see new entertainment coming to town. I mean, at the Civic Center, a lot of it helps promote that. The rodeo this weekend is going to be phenomenal with what they're going to be able to do. So that's one of the positive things I like. We're making some improvements. I'll be excited when that overpass finally gets made.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are talking about it as well.
That, you know, that was a dream of Mayor Joe Paul Evans. So it's been in the works 20 years. It's taken forever. But it shows how, you know, we see a problem, we keep working on it until we find the solution. And that's
chip it away a little bit.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, it's our Ozarkian way, you know, to find a problem, find a solution, and work towards it. So
do you think that's one of the things that you want to see develop the most within the next 10 years?
Yeah, we kind of the whole structure, that's going to change kind of traffic patterns in town. So we'll have to do a whole little study, get it moved around. Not really sure what else on that. We've got some park ideas that we're going to make improvements to parks. A lot of, you know, the day-to-day stuff, you have to get you have to have extra besides just work. You got to have other things to do. So
now, is there anything that you think that West Plains should look out for or avoid in the next 10 years? Got you cornered, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, you never know what's coming around the next corner, you know. Just remember, you know, old keys don't open new locks. So, you know, be able to change, be able to look forward and keep moving.
What is that? Overcome, adapt, survive. Yeah, what is that phrase?
Yeah. Oh, my Marine Corps buddies out there will like that. But, you know, we've got the election coming up next week. So on the ballot, of course, the mayor's position is available. So it'll be myself and Donnie McClellan running for that position. So, and then we have an open seat for Dr. Josh Cotter is not seeking a re-election. So
that actually kind of surprised me, truth be told. I thought he would continue.
He gave 8 good years, so, you know, did a lot of good for the city. So we have 2 gentlemen running for that position, Greg Collins or Michael Wright. So do a little, you know, search, figure out who you want to vote for. And then the third item the city has on there is a 3% marijuana, recreational marijuana tax that could do some good for the city. And if you're not going to partake of, you're not going to be paying that tax. So that's
right.
Kind of, you know,
right. It's a very, very specific tax. And
yeah,
I believe this was also kind of addressed in a recent city council meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you had to vote even to put it on the ballot, but
yeah.
Yeah. That you know, I work for a defense contractor, so.
You've got your own views.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thanks for talking with us. It looks like we are at the 10-minute mark right now. Is there any kind of last statements or remarks you want to throw out there for the public?
You know, I just want to thank everyone for the last 10 years, you know, for the support I've got and a lot of good feedback from people. And it's been an honor to serve.
Hoping for some more?
I will serve.
All right, Mike, thanks for talking with us.